want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. What you think about what this school in Georgia is bringing back. The Georgia School for Innovation and the Classics, a charter school that teaches children from kindergarten through ninth grade, sent consent forms to parents informing them of the school's new corporal punishment policy.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I've been a bad boy. Ow.
Don't say it like that. Gosh.
I've been a bad boy. Ooh. The students who have misbehaved would be taken into a closed office where they would put their hands on their knees,
All right.
Or a piece of furniture, and they would be struck on the buttocks with a wooden paddle no more than three times. Parents who opt out of the paddling punishment will have to agree that their student receives a suspension for up to 5 days in place. The school said paddling would only be used as a third strike punishment after a student had committed two other offenses. 317-239-1009 would like to get some feedback from you on this new policy that they're going to implement there.
Sure. Chain them up, spank them, lock them there overnight. I don't care. I'm just kidding.
I think this is a good thing. And I think that it's good, too. There's no complaining here because they're giving you an out. If you don't want your kid to be hit or spanked or struck, whatever you're going to call it, they're letting your child, in place of that, be suspended.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, listen, I never got hit in school, but I remember my dad telling me, like, he went to a Catholic school and he was raised, and the nuns would beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about that with Catholic schools. I mean, I was spanked by my parents growing up. I just don't think kids are getting spanked by their parents really anymore.
Do you think spanking shaped you into who you are? Because in my opinion, spanking, there's no way it worked on you.
It didn't work, nope.
Do you think it made you more rebellious?
I was just as evil, if not more so.
Liv the Web Girl, were you spanked at all?
I can remember like probably three instances where I was spanked, but I don't feel like I was spanked a lot as a kid.
Do you feel like you should have been more? Do you think that's kind of a mean punishment?
No, like I was sent to my room, and if anything, that was like the worst.
Yeah, you're like, no! Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Kim, and I have about the spanking rule. I'm a parent of a sophomore and a senior.
Okay.
In Franklin Township. And I do believe in spanking, but I don't believe in spanking in the school.
So. Why? What's the difference?
Because, just in fact, I'm not even going to tell you about my children's story, but I have found that teachers and some faculties are just liars.
Oh, they just want an excuse to beat the crap out of your kid?
No, they have their favorite children,
right,
and their non-favorite children.
That's what I'm saying.
And therefore, I have an autistic son.
Gotcha.
And they would beat the crap out of my son.
Well, that's just wrong, though. That's
Oh, yeah, special needs kids are different. They can't help it.
Yeah, that's ignorance. I think we're talking more just about, like, me. Like, little Joey in school, I would have broken the pedal. They would have spanked me so much for being an idiot. Jessica, you're on the east side, and you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about spanking?
I think that they ought to call me. If my child has done something three times, you need to call me and let me come in and let me spank my child.
Oh, so the parents should come into the school and spank them. Okay, that seems inconvenient. Like, I would just say spank the crap out of my kid for me.
Yeah, like, if it comes between me having to, like, you know, get out of my bed where I'm taking my nap to go all the way to my kid's school to give him a spanking, like, you know what, just forget it.
And Alex,
I don't want to get up.
You'll probably be buzzed by then.
My daughter knows, though, and she's told her classmates, if she gets out of line and I get called and I have to go clock out of work to come to the school, she's going to be in some shit.
Yeah, that's not good at all. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's take one more call this morning. 317-239-1009. Kim is in Carmel, and you're saying they shouldn't spank. Why is that?
I do not feel as though they should spank the kids because you don't know the extent that they'll take it to. You know, it's not that I don't believe in spanking kids. It's just me as a parent, I will be able to dictate how far I take it, and there is a limit to which it could be, you know, seen as abuse, even if it's three paddles. You know, it could be three paddles that knock them down. You don't know.
So what I'm hearing from you is you would not advocate them chaining up your kid in the faculty closet.
You are correct. No. No. We would have a problem.
All right, Kim, is your kid a good kid, though, or a bad kid?
My kid is a good kid. Straight A student. Really, really good kid. However, you know, if that changes and we have issues in school, then I can handle it myself because I know the extent that I'll take it to.
That's good.
Now I want to know, what does Kim do, though? What are you doing at home? You spanking? You slapping?
No, I don't give them slappings. I don't really have to be honest with you, because they're two. So my child has learned from the oldest one.
Oh.
Okay. They're like, I don't want to go through that crap.
Yeah. It's kind of like a learned experience type thing. I saw what he got in trouble for, so I'm not going
to
do it.
Exactly. The oldest always has to deal with all the crap. Hey, Kim, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.